This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
Through these fields of destruction, baptism.
shines on the water. The golden ripples flicker gently, calling out to sea. But now I hang with miracles, so I walk out on the waves. By the moonless night, my candle lights your way back home to me. Before I can dream. Yes, before I can dream. Before I can dream. Before I can dream. Yes, before I can dream. Before I can
Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Hello, Houston, Galveston, and the world. This is After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, KPFT Houston. My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the other one.
Congratulations to all of the queers out there who had to put on those tacky dresses and ugly hats this weekend and walk around to the same damn music. It's the saddest drag party you've ever seen.
What are you talking about?
Graduation weekend.
Oh.
I mean, it was not a very... those are not very flattering dresses.
No, they aren't. They aren't.
Well, especially when you're my size. You know, they never fit right.
I know. They need to have something, you know, I don't know, something.
Yeah. And so, congratulations to all those who...
make it an umpire... empire kind of waist, you know, kind of tie something under your tits.
Hmm. I see next... yeah, actually, you know, what I do is for, like, the high school performance...
yeah.
HSPV gay.
Yeah.
You know, they ought to get together with, like, Crew of Olympus.
Oh,
for
God,
the commencement.
Yes. Yes.
God, could you... I mean, I...
that would be fabulous.
Then you'd have a good reason for sitting your ass down for 5 hours for
yeah,
that ceremony.
Yeah, I want to look at it and, you know, and see.
So.
Oh, well.
Oh, honey, we played the same haggard, tired freaking march as everybody else at my graduation.
Pompom circumcision?
Yes.
Oh, stance, I'm sorry.
Yes, whatever.
It just means the orchestra's better when it's at PVA. It doesn't mean the music. They're just playing tune.
Yeah, the voice you hear in the background is Scott Kalupa, which we were talking about last week. We dedicated a song to you.
What tacky selection was it?
Well, we were making up a new song, actually, for you, because Merlin said you had a halo around your wrist.
No, I didn't have a halo.
Oh.
I've never had a halo anywhere.
Well, we figured the only way you get a halo around your
wrist
was...
What about a cock ring?
That I have had, but I don't count that as a halo.
Oh, okay.
But no, I figured the only way you get a halo around your wrist is fisting an angel.
Woo! Hot.
So we were... I was changing the lyrics to that country song, "You've Got to Fist an Angel Good Morning."
Oh!
And love him like the...
How about the 80s hit, "Fist Me an Angel"? Apparently that didn't go over very well.
No, it didn't.
Thanks for the commentary.
Speaking of music...
Yeah, speaking of music, we started off with...
Our dedication to Memorial Weekend.
And we've got more.
Oh, yes, we do.
This was our nice one, apparently. Joan Baez, Brothers in Arms. Top 10 on the VA's list of music not to play.
Yes. Absolutely.
She was kindly shown the door when she tried to show up at Walter Reed.
Well.
Apparently because, they really ought to be more open to at least lesbians there because I know they could do some repairs of that building.
Yes, they could. And then the second is something new from Naked.
Naked, and that was A Boy Can Dream.
Mm-hmm.
That's no clothes enough to travel, right?
Where's the pink paper to write this down?
I don't know. Here it is. In between stuff I have to talk about. And speaking of music, coming up Monday, of course, is the fourth Monday of the month. That means J.D. Doyle's Queer Music Heritage will be on Queer Voices. Queer Voices, which is heard every Monday night from 8 to 10. So tune in at 8 o'clock and then at 9 o'clock. J.D. Doyle's Queer Music Heritage, and he is continuing his, it's a two-part show that on transgender music. For May's show, we start with the first famous transsexual, Christine Jorgensen. And who knew that a couple of her nightclub shows had been captured? Well, record producer David Cunard did, and we'll hear him tell about his recording her in 1985. And, I've got the stories of two very different transgender performers with about 40 years between their public careers. Terry Noel was a showgirl in the famed Jewel Box Review and also New York City's 82 Club in the early 60s. Both of those very, very famous drag show clubs. And who talks about those days, her SRS, sex reassignment surgery, and life since. Then jump to the present to hear from Serafina Maraschino, one of the founders of the all-transgendered band Lipstick Conspiracy. Now, I don't have any music by Lipstick Conspiracy.
Serafina Maraschino?
Yes. Yes. Sarah talks about the band and its gender politics. So we have Christine Jorgensen, Terry Noel, Lipstick Conspiracy, and you can hear all of that Monday, or how about Dubcubed, queermusicheritage.com, and click on the May 2007 section there, and knowing J.D., he's probably got more on the website.
6-hour show with all the F's and S's and H's.
You bet, because he just wants that out there. And elsewhere in the community, tomorrow, there's only one place you should be, and that...
In bed asleep.
No. And, well, that's tomorrow evening.
It depends on who's there with you.
Tomorrow evening. Sunday evening. Because Stella Link Seville and Seville Productions presents the 13th annual Miss, Mr. and Ms. Gay Pride Houston 2007 pageant. And that 7 p.m. at the BRB, which is located at 2400 Brazos, just behind the Specs Liquor. And for those who want to be in the contest, that is a $50 entry fee, and the final registration is at 6 p.m. So come out and congratulate Marilyn, J.P. Gill, and Susan Hayes on a successful year, and see you will be crowned Miss, Mr. and Ms. Gay Pride Houston 2007. And all proceeds to directly benefit the PWA Holiday Charities, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and that will be through ERISA's Reign 23. So that's where I'm going to be. And other things going on. Let's see. I don't have any information, actually, about anything else with ERISA's. Just that.
Oh.
But I do have a bunch of stuff about ICOH.
What a surprise!
Oh, stop. Only because it came through on the computer. And I didn't get anything on the computer from ERISA's this week.
ERISA's needs to attach porn to it. That's the only way to get your attention. Actually, that didn't work because I included that on the note to go to the meeting.
Well, I saw the note, but I couldn't make the meeting.
He was too busy downloading.
Yeah, after I saw the
And then downloaded.
And then downloaded.
Stop.
I know, truth hurts.
It's going to be a big day because starting at 10 o'clock a.m. this morning, later on, Ginger and the female line members will be serving a pancake breakfast at Mary's, naturally. Menu to include pancakes, eggs, bacon, sausage, fruit, and all the fixins. By the way, ladies, Judy is the only one to step up for breakfast. So get some of those other girls out there. Then at 2 p.m., ICOH will be hosting a barbecue on the patio, we hope, in celebration of Mary's 37th anniversary.
Wow.
Mary's is the oldest gay bar in Texas. There will be burgers and dogs, salads, and everything that goes with a great barbecue. This event is going to be hosted by Orland, the Emperor, and the Mayo Line members. Well, then...
I've been around longer than all the gay bars in Texas. That's scary.
How do you think I feel, honey?
Yeah. So, in other words...
Only about half as bad as Jimmy.
So, the female line is slinging pancake, and the men are slinging beef.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds about right.
That's the way it goes. Yep. There will be a nominal charge for the barbecue, and it's all going to charity, of course. And then there'll be a show Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. And the whole reason for this is, see, the women, or the female line members, get to do breakfast, then they get home, get ready, you know, go home and get made up for the show at 4, while the male line members are serving the food. The folks that are stopping by for Mary's 37th anniversary weekend. And then, in lieu of the usual Wednesday night jukebox show, since Thursday, the 31st of this month, there will be a blue moon, the second full moon of the month. There will be a special show, Blue Moon Madness, over at Mary's at 9 o'clock, actually, until whenever. They'll have games, prizes, and et cetera on the patio all night so it's not so blasted hot, and lots of blue. Blue Hawaiians, blue kamikazes, blueberry muffins, blue jello shots.
Balls.
Blue balls, blue clues.
You actually, if you have enough blue jello shots, there won't be a lot of blue balls.
Well, yes. And that's going to be very difficult because technically there are no blue food in nature. Blueberries are purple.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. No blue food, so that's going to be a big challenge there. But it's going to be fine.
There are a few edible flowers that might be blue, but that's about it.
That's about it. About it. Then,
just eat a stick of margarine.
You're such a fag, Merlin.
Just eat a stick of margarine.
Blue bonnet. fried
blue bonnet
butter sticks.
It. Yeah, love it.
It's like, does this place serve fried butter?
And don't forget, every Monday is Montana's movie night at Mary's, showing some sort of themed film. Now, let's see. Future shows coming up. June 3rd, I was country when country wasn't cool. What, yesterday?
Jimmy, you were country before country knew what it was.
There you go. That Sunday, June the 3rd at the BRB at 7 p.m. This is...
a tribute to Barbara Mandrell?
Something like that. Crown Prince and Princess Royale, Craig Farrell and Sarah and her Showlanders. And they present a tribute to country music. Then, Saturday, June 9th, Jeff and Rose, Archduke 1 and Archducess 1.
Duchess.
Whatever.
Duchess, darling.
Are airing everybody's dirty laundry again at Mary's Naturally, and that will be Saturday, June the 9th at 8:30 p.m. Fundraiser for ICOH Rain 5, with 15% of the proceeds going to the Lexi Bowen Community Fund. And other things going on in the future. Also on Sunday, June the 3rd, that's next Sunday, folks, at George's Bar on Fairview from 2 to 5 p.m. It's a fish and more fry with Mr. Prime Choice, Gregory Misakian, cooking hot, greased, and shirtless. Ooh. $5 per plate with games, and 5 to 6 o'clock is a silent auction with some incredible items. And then at 6 o'clock with hostess Helen Highwater, Dragon with a Fish and Friends show. And it's all a benefit for the Colt 45's working fund. That's...
Sorry.
What?
I don't know. Fish fry something should
fish
be over a chance.
Fish fry, Colt 45. I'm just kind of like, you know, it's a bunch of beer battered dykes wandering around.
There you go. They're going to shoot the fish, and Then the Colts also have their 31st anniversary show and awards coming up, and that will be the following Sunday on June 10th at 7 p.m.
That would have been my parents' anniversary.
At the BRB, 2400 Brazos
Equator.
Mm-hmm. The show features guest performers representing all of Houston, including Colt 45's awards winners. And it is the annual Colt 45 Awards. Those are the camp and serious awards that they give to each other. And this year, they've got Art Bear Force, decorate a bear for charity auction. Different groups and organizations have picked up bears from the Colt 45s, and they're urged to decorate them, and they will be auctioned off. So, I've been promised somebody's going to do a pink bear.
Of course.
C'est rigueur, and it, you know, I'll walk in, it'll have my name on it.
Well, that's better than rigor mortis.
The bill's already sent to Stanley.
Yeah.
So we have one here for the show?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Bid on a bear, enjoy the show, have some munchies, enjoy the hospitality, and help support the Colt 45s and the Colt charities.
Bid on a bear takes on a whole new
meaning. Now, something that's coming up in the way future, I want to just touch on right now because it's still in the formation stages. But Jim Crawford, what?
You're going to touch it?
Just touch it. Yeah, that's what they all say. I just want to touch it, baby. Jim Crawford, who sat in for me.
I don't have a 10-foot pole here.
Well, I was...
Oh. I'm only a 6 foot pole, so you know I don't count.
Yeah, I've got your 6 foot pole. Jim Crawford, you've done it
times.
You'd be surprised what people lie and call 6 feet.
Yeah, I know.
AOL inches. Yeah.
When Jim Crawford sat in for me,
welcome to my world.
He really had a lovely time. And was devastated because we did so lousy. That was our first weekend for fundraising.
Oh, we didn't do lousy. I mean, we could have done worse.
How?
We could have owed somebody money. Somebody could have called in for a refund.
So.
Which I'm surprised doesn't happen more often than not.
He set this out. Preliminary. Hello, Houston, surrounding counties, and the great state of Texas. Turn up your radio to KPFT's After Hours radio station fundraising gala. This special event will take place Saturday, July the 14th.
Bastille Day, for those of you who know.
At EJ's Bar and Grill, 2715 Ralph Street, from 8:30 till 11.
What?
Your host will
somebody be snorting in there and it's pissing him off.
Your host will be Jim Crawford and KPFT personalities, Jimmy Carper and Chris Harrison.
My name wasn't on there.
Summer. It's my sinus.
Chris Harrison is a personality?
Oh, he's more.
One of many.
He has several.
Oh, wow. Well, he's got room for them.
KPFT has been there to broadcast all club, click, organization, and community events. Now it's our turn to support them. KPFT is a 501c3 organization. The gala is open to all performers. For further information, contact Jim Crawford at crawford4161@yahoo.com. And mark your calendars, because Chris and I are going to be on the stage, and we're going to be doing a couple of numbers. Did you know that?
A couple of numbers?
Well, at least one, but we should be doing two. And let's see. The other
we got to figure out what the hell we're going to...
The only other thing that I have, I think, right now that I want to talk about is the Stairway to Heaven.
Just...
Okay. Stairway to Heaven.
Uh-huh.
Nothing? Nothing? Okay.
No.
That's
nothing.
The 15th annual Hatch Alternative Prom.
Ooh.
That's happening Friday, June the 8th from 7
Stairway
to...
Stairway to Jail, baby.
7 to midnight at the historic Magnolia Ballroom, 715 Franklin.
I'd love
Madden.
To go to that.
Oh, it's a beautiful place. I just love
it. I haven't been there in years.
And you.
AIDS Foundation had something there years ago. Years and years ago that I went to.
Really?
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Don't even remember what it was.
Wear a costume, come in drag, wear a tux, dress as you wish, bring a date, or bring a friend. It's free for youth ages 13 through 20, and for anyone 21 and over, it's $25. So
for you kids out there who have fake IDs, contact me, because I want to get one that says I'm 20.
Find a plastic surgeon, too, bud.
No kidding.
The mic is dead. That does it.
I'm a plastic surgeon. Okay. And that's about all I have on my calendar for this week.
Let's see, when's this?
Except these two things.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
A leadership seminar.
Ooh. We should use some.
Josephine.
Who is snorting into the microphone?
Hmm? Maybe it's me. I don't know. Okay, I'm going to say two words and give you an opportunity to start laughing.
Okay.
Josephine Titsworth, the transgender activist and educator, has announced plans to offer an 8-week summer leadership reading circle at the community center.
Oh.
Based on the book Leading at the Edge, Leadership Lessons from the Extraordinary Saga of Shackleton's Antarctic Expedition. Dates for the sessions, all beginning at 7 p.m., are June 5th, 11th, 19th, 25th, and July 11th, 17th, and 23rd. Each participant is responsible for obtaining his or her own copy of the book and bringing it to every circle reading in order to enter into leadership discussions based on the readings. Assignments will be given for the 8-week period. At the end of the 8 weeks, each participant should have an understanding and working knowledge of the 10 components needed to become an effective leader.
Hmm.
For more information, email Josephine at social_worker@juno.com. And make sure you put the word leadership in the subject line. Josephine has been accepted into the PhD program at the Graduate College of Social Work at the University of Houston.
Mm-hmm. She's also, on some of the lists that I'm on, she's very, very active in the transgender community these days.
Yeah, well, after you guys finished laughing,
I know.
Activist and educator. The new Scorpio's Rainbow Poetry Reading Club, a group started by local poet Lisa Jackson, met for the first time in May, and they'll be meeting their second session on June 9th.
Do those guys know anything about this?
Guys, do you know something about that?
No.
I haven't heard about it.
Oh, okay.
No, but I'm still off work. It's June 9th, so I can drop in and see what it's all about.
It's June 9th at 1 p.m. The group meets on the second Saturday of every month.
Mm-hmm.
The Men's Gathering of Houston has reformed, and they will be meeting on June 9th and June 30th.
Oh, that's good to hear.
And all of these events are taking place at the Houston GLBT Community Center.
Yes.
At 3400 Montrose, Suite 207.
That's from this week at your community center, right?
Yes. Also, don't forget, on June 22nd, the community center is hosting the annual commemoration and celebration of the Lawrence v. Texas Supreme Court decision.
Yes.
Woohoo!
4 years ago that happened.
Has it been so long?
Yes.
For more information on events at the community center, go to HoustonGLBTCommunityCenter.org.
Mm-hmm.
There's one other thing I thought you were going to mention there, but I'll pull it up for you.
Oh, pull it for me.
Yeah. Wow.
It would be funny. There's a theme here.
It would be funny coming from me. So
it would be funny coming from you? Okay.
Once you start reading and see who it's from, you'll understand why.
This message is not fagged. Oh, flagged. Oh. It's
too late.
Louis, oh, my goodness. I saw that and I
deleted it immediately.
It's the June HIV-positive gay men's social. Who's excited about it? I am, for one. We're taking it up a notch with our co-hosts, Glenn Day and Josh Poole. Kevin was not able to attend the last social, and I'm now ready to see the many friends he's made during his previous socials. And we're doing it on a Saturday, so folks who couldn't do school nights can now join in. Spread the word, get your friends to join us, and meet our co-hosts. It's Saturday, June the 9th, the second Saturday in June, at the In-N-Out Bar, which is located at 1537 North Shepherd in the Heights, from 8 p.m. till 11 p.m. And they have drink specials that run until 9 p.m. So mark your calendars and check the Houston HIV Forum's calendar for other activities, social, educational, special events going on in Houston's HIV community. I have not been to that yet. The men's social HIV group over at the In-N-Out, and I hear that it's a lot of fun, and they get a really nice group of guys over there. So that's cool.
All right,
I'm glad you brought that up.
It's the fourth week of the month, so...
Yes, I had invited somebody. I can't remember who it is, and nobody's shown up, so I guess that all fell through.
You know, when you forget who is coming,
I know,
we have no one to get pissed off at.
I know.
Danny Dementia.
I got one little thing. The GLBT Pagan Group is starting its meetings again.
Oh, well, it's about time.
Yeah.
Duh. It's
hey,
1 month from Friday.
I'm fond of saying, we are the masters of the last minute make it happen magic, you know.
No kidding.
At the moment, we're currently meeting on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm. Every Saturday?
Almost every Saturday.
Yeah.
Almost every Saturday at this point. We even over at Hollywood Cafe.
Okay. When?
Usually about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
The
which is for on gay pagan standard
which
time.
Which is for gay pagan standard time.
Surely there's nothing standard about gay pagan.
Yeah. Queer witch standard time.
I see.
Yeah.
They're just as bad as we're.
You've heard of Greenwich Mean Time?
Yeah.
You have queer witch standard time.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We had a meeting today.
Anybody
it was sort of an yes, actually. For a meeting that wasn't supposed to happen today.
Had a great turnout?
We had more people show up today than showed up at the last two.
Cool.
But, yeah, we're going to... This is our group's sixth or seventh year in the parade. And there's even kind of a website thingy, don't get me to starting with it. It's GLBT Pagan...
Something.
Pride... Something like that at Yahoo.
Something like that isn't going to cut
yeah.
it, honey.
Yeah. You guys want help
pride,
in getting organized for meetings, you need to hire some lesbians.
Well, you know, we have some lesbians. They're building the float.
Duh.
Lesbians build the float. Gay men decorate it.
Of course. Yeah, but lesbians are much better at holding meetings.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which is why so many show... Because three of the women at this... There were three women at this group.
Gotcha.
Well, you need to have them plan the meetings.
Matter of fact, there were more women at this meeting than there were men time around.
Well.
Yes, actually. You know, but we've been kind of organized lately, kind of. Now, if we wouldn't have like this ritual stuff that keeps interfering with our schedule.
Yeah, if you guys could get the rituals going on a schedule too, that would help.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
Mm. So, what else is going on?
None.
Nothing, honey.
Okay. Did you have some music?
Ah, yes. I hope so.
Possibly, so, why don't maybe. We play some of it?
Nah. We got to figure out some way to stretch out for several hours.
Yes.
What? Judy's not here.
Did that earlier.
What?
All right, let's
hey. The last time she was here, we talked for 3 hours.
Yeah.
On one topic.
On yeah. one topic.
Yeah.
That horse is dead and carted away.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
Sort of like... sort of okay, like, what?
What?
Sort of like what? Jerry Falwell?
No.
Where are you going?
No. When Robert Tichy was here with Robert Helms.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought we were going
to... They went for the whole damn show.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So we could talk about Jerry Falwell being dead for 3 hours. I mean, there's no shortage of jokes and good
humor. Well, I hope he's dead
that.
Forever, actually.
No kidding.
Not just for 3 hours.
All right, on that note.
Like I was once told, if you can't say anything good about the dead, don't say anything at all. Jerry's dead.
Dead.
Good.
Since it is Memorial Day, and hopefully the CD will work.
Okay.
It's from J.D., so, eh.
Oh, my God.
Well, at least it's
some of J.D.'s CDs...
Some of J.D.'s CDs skip, yeah.
They die after a while, and this yeah. one is, you know, 4 years old.
Whoops.
So.
We'll see.
This could be
maybe
the great experience.
Maybe we'll have a memorial service for the CD when we're done here.
Oh, okay. That would be cool.
Yeah. Boy George.
Oh, yeah.
Fabulous.
I know what this is.
I certainly hope so, because I told you 2 minutes ago what I'm playing.
Slap her.
G.I. Josephine.
Is a mess. I don't ask, don't tell. Contaminate me with your smell. Perfume, powder, treachery. Loaded guns and sodomy. Smoke me down with your desire. In the shower, under fire. Raise a white flag, keep it clean. Call me G.I. Josephine. No appropriation, no baby cribs at sea, no frigging.
is for me. I don't ask, don't tell. Contaminate me with your smell. Perfume powder to wet your knees. Loaded guns and sodomy. Soak me down with your desires. In the shower, on the fire. Wave the white flag, keep it clean. Call me G.I.
Enough of that. I warned you. So, after I started playing the CD, Jimmy goes, oh, by the way, I have the Boy George CD that has that actual song on it.
Woohoo!
So, since we have extra time to kill, started from the top again. Take two, rewind. It's G.I. Joe's theme by Boy George. And if you heard the first couple minutes of it, then sing along, because you should know the words.
Is a mess. I don't ask, don't tell. Contaminate me with your smell. Perfume powder, treachery. Loaded guns and sodomy. Soak me down with your desire. In the shower or under fire. Wave the white flag, keep it clean. Call me G.I. Josephine. Good job.
In state after state, the legislature wants to regulate human nature. In short, from sea to shining sea, they'd like to tell you who to be. They can pass all the statutes that they please. Acorns won't grow into maple trees. Besides, those differences they hate are the strength that makes this country great. Only fools would write those laws. They simply can't succeed because you can't take the color out of Colorado. You can't take the Mary out of Maryland. As John Philip Sousa said, I can't march if I can't hear the boys in the band. You can't take the sissy out of Mississippi. He's there and he's going to stay. And so QED, it's as plain as ABC. You need us to make the USA.
You can't kick our asses out of Massachusetts or subtract the 10% from Tennessee.
Utah could never be the beehive state if the hairdressers went absentee.
Can't run the homos out of Oklahoma.
No!
It's their home and they won't go away.
In the land of the free, diversity's the key. You need us to make the USA.
Who will never be passé in old El Paso? Who will always know what's new in New Orleans?
Chicago with no chic would be boring in a week. And you can't have New York City without Queens.
Right! You cannot replace those Staten Island fairies. And who'll always keep Santa Fe? Yes, we're proud to state we help make this country great. You need us to make the USA.
Take the virgin out of West Virginia. Take the orgy out of Georgia, if you must. You can drive the evil out of Wisconsin and leave Illinois' ills in the dust. You can try to take the KY from Kentucky, though I doubt that you'll get very far. But you'll never take the collar out of Colorado.
Don't you realize who we are? With a friendly teller at your bank, with a teacher at your Sunday school, guy who fixed your water tank, with a cute new lifeguard at the pool, with a nice young man who bought your car, with a lady singing on the radio. Hear your favorite daytime TV star, all kinds of people you already know.
We're doctors, lawyers, movers, shakers, friends and neighbors, policy makers, and remember this about us. America couldn't do without us. Think of Provincetown, the West End, San Francisco. Without us, they'd be a lot more like Fort Wayne. We're part of America, the beautiful.
I'm miseducated, miseducated. But this is dedicated to the whole LGBT community. I know y'all suffering out there. Wave that flag, wave them high. Come on, chomp at me now, yeah.
Hated MC on the planet, built myself a fan base, that's real. You can't deny it, being me is such a struggle, cause it's hard to be accepted. I keep on making noise for this industry to hear it. I can only be myself, live my life with no regrets. You face female MC, rapping G straight to the death. On top, don't forget, spit the truth with every breath. Number one in this game, yep. The name is double left. Got the breath that I breathe to spread my God-given talent. Rapid life for my family, loud and proud like the president. Met many peasants in my time trying to break me. Made a few enemies, first day at OLC, I was teased. Some even lied on me, tried to get me expelled so I can be a nobody. That started in 92, was hated on by many. And I uphold a legacy, they know that I'd be legendary.
I'm waving the flag, spreading the six color love. Representing all stars, never receive the hug. This one is for you as much as it is for me. Holding head to the stars, let your heart speak with thee. I'm waving the flag, spreading the six color love. Representing all stars, never receive the hug. This one is for you as much as it is for me. Holding head to the stars, let your heart speak with thee.
Now I'm old and grown up, myself I'm blowing up, plus I'm owning up the stereotypes of dice. So what? Get a rush when the blood rush hit to my tip. And I'm trying to be explicit, but gotta tell you how it is. Settled in the habit of being rumored to match it. Plus freshman year of college gave me a whole new status. Hated by most of the frattuses, I bagged the fatted asses. Plus I did in a week, but they dreamed. First year on campus, made friends thought I could trust. But friendships go bust, and suffering from a breakup, my poor heart had enough. Became the biggest asshole, insides were ice cold. No longer giving a what, ain't doing shit that I'm told.
I'm waving the flag, spreading the six color love. Representing all stars, never receive the hug. This one is for you as much as it is for me. Holding head to the stars, let your heart speak with thee. I'm waving the flag, spreading the six color love. Representing all stars, never receive the hug. This one is for you as much as it is for me. Holding head to the stars, let your heart speak with thee.
My life was never easy, no one was there to free me from the voices in my head and the feelings I was feeling. I was scared to make the change to the one thing that'll make me happy, the person I really am, the person that is me. Got introduced to the life by a friend of the family. It opened up my eyes, I was blind but now I see. This life will never be easy, my family that told me. But I gotta be headstrong, keep living my life for me. Many people cross my path, the aftermath and Rosie. Already an outsider, mama ain't here to fool me. Gotta fight my way through, express my point of view. So what if I'm G-A-Y, why does that offend you? You think that I'm gonna change just to make the haters happy? Still true to myself, a lesson I learned from Pappy. My ways are engraved and the bullshit's like past me. Look gazing afraid to act big and bashy.
I'm waving the flag, spreading the six color love. Representing all stars, never receive the hug. This one is for you as much as it is for me. Hold your head to the stars, let your heart speak with thee. I'm waving the flag, spreading the six color love. Representing all stars, never receive the hug. This one is for you as much as it is for me. Hold your head to the stars, let your heart speak with thee. I'm waving the flag, spreading the six color love. Representing all stars, never receive the hug. This one is for you as much as it is for me. Hold your head to the stars, let your heart speak with thee. I'm waving the flag, spreading the six color love. Representing all stars, never receive the hug. This one is for you as much as it is for me. Hold your head to the stars, let your heart speak with thee. Let your heart speak with thee. Let your heart speak with thee.
Stop me now, and you can do that.
Heather Small.
Oh, man, that song gets me every time. And I have heard it hundreds of times, and I've seen drag queens do it, and I've, you know, seen...
maybe that's what we can do.
Guys lip sync it, and I just love that song. Now, we're doing R&B.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
I want to do some homo hop. Go up there and start, you know...
Oh, yeah.
To dress up all gangsta.
Yeah, you and I. That'd be cute.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Remember, I already came up with our rap nicknames.
What was that?
I was Fat Sonny.
Yeah.
Because that's the opposite of Slim Shady.
Gotcha.
And you were DJ JD, JC.
DJ JC.
Yeah. Bring Doyle along as DJ JD.
Yeah, see?
You were a little surprised when I told you the last place I heard the song Proud.
Yes, I was, as a matter of fact. That was an interesting story.
I was in Big Lots.
Yes.
And,
Big Lots. Hello.
I huh? Well.
Well. Yeah.
And it came over the PA system, and, you know, I'm walking through Big Lots in Tomball, Texas.
And this comes up.
Singing along to Heather Small. Singing Proud.
And the thing of it is, you're probably one of the very, very few people in Tomball, Texas who knows the words.
Yeah. I mean.
Or has a clue what the song is about.
I know. It's a gay anthem, certainly.
It's kind of been taken over, but...
Sung by a lesbian and used in the... In the series...
Queer as Folk.
Queer as Folk.
I had to go through it a second time to see where it was actually played at.
Yeah.
In there. Episode 1 of the American version.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was...
Wow.
The two characters... Mikey and Brian were out on a balcony at the hospital, or on the roof of the hospital, and this was playing in the background.
Mm.
But you'll be hearing a lot more of it there because that is the Olympic theme for London 2012.
No kidding!
Yes.
I love that.
So, this gets better by the minute.
So yeah. That song's been
That's hot.
You'll be hearing more about that.
Okay, this is After Hours.
Queer Radio with Attitude, listener-sponsored, commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
You've got Chris and Jimmy and the Sniffling Merlin.
Sniffling, not sniveling.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right. Sniffling.
Sniff. Sniffling.
The other music we played there.
It's summer in Houston.
Oh.
I do this this time of year.
Gotcha.
G.I. Josephine by Boy George.
Ah, yes.
We gave it to you 1.5 times.
Mm-hmm.
One.
Well, you know, we talked about the thing skipping and...
Yeah.
It did.
followed that up with from the group, the musical When Pigs Fly.
Yes.
The patriotic finale.
To Act One.
And Ms. Fontaine with Waving the Flag. And then, of course, Heather Small. As I write it on our list here.
Yeah, Heather Small, proud. What have you done today to be proud? And that's such a cool song because it's uplifting. Because it was directed at the gay community and sung by a lesbian, it has special meaning for us. And it's kind of like what I talk about in the beginning of the show. And this is for all people, not just GLBT people, but it's especially important for us to take responsibility for our own lives and be proud of who you are.
Yeah, when I told a friend of mine about the story about hearing this over at Big Lots, I told him, I said, how important of a song this is. I know this is something we covered once before, but, you know, if I was putting a list together for funeral plans, this is one of the songs that...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be a part of it, because it is, it's such a...
anthem.
Yeah, I was like, absolutely. You know, about six or 7 years ago, I wasn't going to go to the Pride Parade. I was going to just stay at home, rest, and put this song on about three or four times in a row and go, I'm going.
See? Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's a something about it. It's got that, I think it's that gospel-y hook
that
at
really
the end.
Helps. That really does help. Yeah.
That kind of brings it into...
It just sort of lifts you into that mood of
like
wanting
it,
to
really
do...
I like it even better than the John Gilbert Leavitt Pride.
Yeah.
Which was written especially for us.
Hey, me the rainbow.
The rainbow.
Rainbow bag. I actually listened to some of the songs earlier, so there's a couple on there that I wanted to play.
Oh, okay.
Basically, this story of the rainbow bag, there was a time where Jimmy was able to bring in all of his music in this little rainbow bag.
Yeah.
That was 300 CDs ago.
Yeah. Exactly.
And 3 years ago, he gave me this bag.
With new music.
Oh, that's fine.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Music that I had received from artists that I had not ever had a chance to listen to. And I kind of divided it up and gave half to
you gave me all the women's music, practically.
Oh, yeah.
And
I did, actually.
I've never been a fan of women's music. And then he gave me stuff like hip-hop.
Surprise.
Yeah, you know, and my, how that's changed.
Yeah.
And klezmer music.
Right, that's traditional Jewish folk music. With a specialized band, and it's what's surprising about it is because a new klezmer band came out, the Klezmatics, and they have a couple of gay people in there.
And this is Metropolitan Klezmer,
yeah.
And then they have, I guess, a part of them, then kind of branched off into another version called the Isle of Klezmos. And yes, it is an all women's group.
Of course,
Klezmos.
Yes,
of course.
I like that. And you said that they were pretty damn good.
Maybe that was where they.
Yeah, it's different. I mean, it's really, you know.
Well, the music that we play on this show is different. All of it.
I would play this and bring up So Say the Elemental Wizard and play the Work/Play Bat Mitzvah remix. That'd be a combination.
Oh, don't go. Oh.
But
stay tuned, folks. He's got it.
Jimmy, that statement you just made a second ago about the music we play is what? Different?
Yeah.
That is... quite possibly, in all the years I've been here, the biggest understatement you have ever made on air.
Yes,
ever.
Yes, I know. Well, there's no secret that I like to play, and I urge all of our...
She's got a broken wing and she's still pushing me out of the way.
Mm-hmm. I urge all of our hosts to play music by openly GLBT artists.
That's right.
Because not only is their music good, for the most part, Well, there's exceptions.
There's exceptions everywhere.
These are artists who, because they are openly gay, GLBT, they don't get airtime elsewhere.
Yeah.
And only because of the reason that they're openly GLBT, which really sucks the big one.
There's a guy, I need to bring you one of his CDs that I discovered him over the last few months.
Yeah.
His name is Andy Mullen. He's a singer-songwriter from New York. And judging from his music, I think his orientation is anything that moves.
Oh.
Because he sings pretty much equally about, you know,
women and men.
Randy things about women and men, so.
Works for me.
Sheep, cattle.
He has a song called Things Are Looking Up, you know, when he, it's this line where he's like, Irish eyes and Spanish thighs. Things are looking up.
I see.
When he's talking about, you know, sometimes the boys still catch my eye.
Well.
So.
You know, we do need have a bisexual segment. Duh.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, it works for me. Works for me.
And you still won't play any but that one track on Slow Mo Erotic. What's that about, Jimmy?
What? What's
maybe that's because they can't play any of the other songs on there.
There's at least one or two that, like, do not specifically mention any of the, you know, seven deadly words.
We only have one here.
You found one?
What? I got some music here. I see that.
I see that. You did listen to some of it.
Oh, hello. Where did that come from? Ow.
I don't know.
That was painful.
Scott's trying to get another station on his cast.
Those pins.
Yeah, my doctor recently asked me if my TV reception got better after the surgery.
You've got four pins in your...
Yes.
Ooh. Yes.
Are they going to be in there forever or what?
No, just until it heals.
I see.
I was cleaning them...
that means more surgery.
Before I came up. Yeah, I actually have to swab the pins with peroxide.
Oh, I thought...
Which is really cool because as soon as I like, as soon as they like showed me the pins and how to clean them, I was like, oh, those are the other spots where they missed the first time.
Oh, please. Oh, God.
It was funny.
Orthopedic surgery is almost like just having a hammer and a chisel sometimes.
It is. I've seen that stuff.
There's a friend of mine actually who used to be an OR nurse, and when he had to have a microdiscectomy, he went to a neurosurgeon instead of a back surgeon.
I asked Scott and I were doing stuff for my birthday, and I asked him, so how many pins did they put in there? And he showed that he could still manage to count to four because with the broken finger.
Yes.
He's very good at several things with that hand.
Oh, bet.
He can even drive one-handed. It's quite impressive.
Yeah, well, it's better than, you know, the women who drive with one knee while sipping their latte and putting on their eyeshadow at the same time.
Take a look at number 13.
Lucky number 13.
It'd be amazing. It's surprising that a preacher kid would put out a song by that title.
Is Your Pussy Good?
Yeah.
Woo!
It's fabulous. Why do you ask?
That was a song by Miss Money.
I didn't know we ordered Chinese.
Ouch.
Oh, you're such a dog.
Whatever you do, never go to the Chinese restaurant that sits right next to the veterinary clinic.
Stop.
Hey, you know, the other
some people donate their bodies to Sichuan.
Oh, God. It's going to be one of those nights.
And he wondered how we were going to fill up the time.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
With Scott here, it's a lot.
Yeah, when a guest doesn't show up, you got to do something.
So, we'll play a couple songs here.
Okay.
Again?
And then based off of this other... CD, especially one that you actually pink highlighted and gave me the CD for. Then we'll play a cover set.
Oh, okay.
So.
Oh, I love cover songs.
So we'll do that.
I love cover songs.
When they're done right.
Well, yeah.
I know a few.
Well, this is one that I haven't heard a cover song of before.
What's that?
White Rabbit.
Ooh.
Oh, this
who's doing the cover?
This could be interesting.
Love Toys.
That sounds hot.
I don't believe they're a band anymore, but...
they just love their toys a little too much, I guess.
Considering the fact that the cover of their CD has a warboat and a cow scratching itself. No,
oh, I could die happy now.
Well, we knew where those love toys went. Anyhow.
Somebody's been playing around in my imagination.
Yes, the CD is utterly weird.
Yes, well, hey. You know, that's...
Utterly,
gotcha.
Oh, God.
I was going to let that one pass.
Push the button, Mary.
No one has broken my heart today, and the sky is blue. The phone's unplugged, and I've thrown away a list of things to do. Put all my tears in a jar on the shelf, alongside the shadow of my former self. I'm just happy to be on the planet, simply enjoying my time, finding relief in this small shred of peace. Happy to be feeling fine. I live in haste at a frantic pace, like a manic rat, totally mesmerized by the maze, fighting all the scraps, playing the angles and checking the score, living for drama but not anymore. I'm just happy to be on the planet, simply enjoying my time, finding relief in the small shred of peace. Carry all of my shit, but I finally learned every once in a while to pull back and check in for repair. Brought on by heavy rain, pretty soon it will breach the gate, bringing a tide of change. But just for the moment I bask in its light, with a grin on my face and my thumb in the dike. I'm just happy to be on the planet, simply enjoying my time, finding relief in the small.
Saying out loud about playing these games.
yeah, I know there is nothing in my heart. It's not worth trying. We fall long, long enough. I'm not here to blame. But I don't want this love to end in flames. Say it out loud. Don't be afraid. I won't be mad about something you say. Thank you.
about sex as a man and justice. Shit did not prove all men are maggots and all feminists are nurturing. Cause she befriended me, then ended me. She warmed my heart and left me freezing. But she was quick in the beginning, halfway interesting, when she took that two-faced liking to me. But it all seemed so short-lived. She experienced a shift, turned into anti-friend. And now I'm left to defend. And now I'm left to defend against an intimate enemy.
It's the real deal, DJ Chill, coming to live from Money Talk Records, Money Talk Studios. You're checking out the hottest female on the air, Miss Money.
Cold grill, single mouth. Got the purple in my cup and I'm still smoking blunts. Chillin' with the freestyle king, it's the weird.
Follow the yellow brick road.
We sitting big, sister steady banging hits. And he's dropping Cadillacs. I send my mixtapes all the way to Iraq. Throw a shout to my boys, Mike, I hope you make it back. Bush got us screwed up,
hell, he can do that.
Money gone, flip the track.
Yeah, I love
to see. Money talks where it's at.
And I love to build my gang.
I suckle so cold, goddamn, it's a shame. Swerving in suburbs, bitch, steady switching lanes. Give a fuck about pain. I'm a bitch who's staying away. Got a whole lot to gain. That ain't never gonna change.
So ain't no sense y'all coming at me. This is how we do and this is how it be.
Cold grills and gold mouths.
This is how we do.
Way is this down south.
This is how we do. Way.
We roll backs and smooth down.
This is how we do.
Catch me in lab or hop in our nails. Cause she bet your hair the wigs can get from this here collab. Hold up, never miss money when wizard with Miss Money. When it come to four fives, I pull a coat like Tony Dungy. I'm hungry, going hard and breaking mics all summer. So like books in the library, wizard got call numbers. Talk the money to CEOs from Alabama to Texas. I wreck it, I done went bed and always caught showing naked. Not known for giving quotes, but you can make disappoint. When I write collab or freestyle, I never disappoint. For real, just check my stock, I'm on fire, got the block hot. My status rising, my niggas going down like a shot clock. I'm recognized, that's why I got more zeros in a check. Email stay full when the wizard breaks the internet. Can't say the nigga ain't throwed his soul. You can say they haters, bitches hit me and get a rush like Kareem for the LA Lakers. Never in the studio alone, drop my flow, then I post it up. I got more text than your sound scan. It's either you or your promotion sucks. Let's be for real, it's A, you're slacking, nigga. What you doing? My number in the CD credits. Holla at me, I get it moving. Thank though, like Lil Kim, but really, I hold a dream. Collab with Money Talks, but not Tucker or Charlie Sheen. It's the wizard from Birmingham, sixth place with the streets. Say me and Miss Money leaving niggas on chill like the DJ. I'm killing these five niggas, can't fuck with freestyle wizard. With that heat I give you, shit change my name to freestyle killer. I murder flows, get your MP3 to record me. Collab, half of these fake ass niggas can't afford me. Birmingham, Alabama, 205, Eastside Soldier. The nigga with the most mics broke in September and October. But damn, if you hate it, don't pass the mic, wizard to take it. Chill, wizard and Money Talk Records, me, don't play.
And go mouth.
This is how we do.
This is down south.
This is how we do. Lay.
We roll back and smooth down.
This is how we do. Lay.
From demonstration.
This is how we do. Lay.
Wow, that was an interesting mix.
Yeah, that was... We'll just call that one Songs from the Rainbow Bag.
Okay.
For those of you who are expecting the cover
set. I was.
Yes.
I only had the one cover song pulled. I had to go pull some others.
Oh, okay.
So we'll do the cover set here a little bit.
Okay.
I may even throw that klezmer in there with a cover song.
Hell yeah.
I got a song from Oliver on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A klezmer band doing a song from
Oliver? Oliver Twist wants whore.
Okay. So, let's see. What did we just play? We started off with Deirdre McCalla.
Uh-huh.
Happy to be on the planet. Ricardo Alvarado with Say It Out Loud. Megan McElroy with Intimate Enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Ms. Money with This Is How We Do It.
Hey, Ms. Money.
I'm sorry, I found two of the CDs.
It was a fun interview, wasn't it, with Ms. Money? And what an inspiration that woman is. Wow.
Who keeps snorting?
Me. I have a cold. Get over it.
You first.
Why don't you get over it?
I don't have the cold. You do.
Okay.
Yeah, After Hours Queer Radio. Yeah, whatever.
Chris, Jimmy, let's see. Who else? Who do we have in the talk studio? Starting with Big Roy.
Big Roy.
Scott.
Merlin.
Jose.
Ozzy.
Hey, Ozzy.
All right.
What's going on, Jimmy?
Hey.
We're going to start kind of roundtable stuff early if I can find enough stuff to talk about.
I'm sure there's plenty.
Well, you mentioned a couple of things.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, well, let's do this. Let's do our week in history.
Our week in history.
There's a couple of things that came up in history here.
Oh.
May 27th, 1991. Jeffrey Dahmer managed to convince Milwaukee police that a dazed, naked 14-year-old boy found staggering on the sidewalk and bleeding from his ass was his drunken lover.
Oh, my God. Oh.
They found him in the refrigerator later.
Yeah.
Yep. Leftovers.
Usually I end up at home when I start out like that.
Oh, my God.
Is that after Pride? The police officers chalked it up to a homosexual lover spat and escorted them both back to Dahmer's apartment.
Cute.
Later on, shirt searching his...
I guess he went out for Asian that night, huh?
Yeah. Later on, searching his bathroom, they found Head and Shoulders.
On May 25th, 1895.
May 25th, 1895.
Do you remember that far back, Jimmy? I knew I didn't have to make any jokes. We had enough people in there. British playwright and novelist Oscar Wilde is convicted of committing acts of gross indecency with other male persons.
Wow.
To wit, screwing some rent boys. For his crime, Wilde was sentenced to 2 years of hard labor in Reading Jail.
Yeah. Where he wrote De Profundis.
That's
hard labor.
Yeah.
We all know Oscar
Wilde got him in prison in the first place.
See, nothing else much on
the
daily
rock. The thing that's grossly indecent is when you can't save the crap for the toilet.
Ooh.
No.
Oh.
Hey.
Gives any meaning to the phrase brown hanky, but anyhow.
Ooh. Scat boy, get out of here.
Mary Cheney and her partner, Heather Poe, have given birth to a baby boy in Washington, D.C. It's the sixth grandchild for Vice President Dick Cheney and his wife, Lynn.
Yay!
The baby's name is Hypocrisy Pyrex, named after the act and what was used to create him.
Oh,
I'm sorry. You thought that was true.
I thought they were going to name him Damien.
The baby's name is Samuel David Cheney.
Aww.
Isn't that
how sweet?
Mary Cheney's partner, 15 years, will have no legal relationship with the child under Virginia law.
Oh, so it was Mary Cheney who was actually pregnant.
Yeah, I guess, she was the one.
Wow.
Yeah, and the state of Virginia.
It must have been insemination. I mean, who would screw that bull dyke?
Well, you know.
That's like I said, you know why Thanksgiving, the turkey was so dry at the Cheney household?
There you go.
Mary forgot to return the baster.
Gotcha.
No!
You know, a forehead like hers hasn't been seen since a 1950s sci-fi movie.
Kate Clinton has this great new DVD that she put out sometime in the last few months where
she tries to envision Thanksgiving at the Cheney house. She's like, you know, you've got Dick Cheney, Lynn Cheney. Of course, at this point, she's been calling her Lon Cheney for like several times.
In this picture, she looks closer to Lon Cheney.
Right?
Yeah.
At one point, she goes, you know, I'm not sure if Mary Cheney is a lesbian, but her hair sure is. And so she's like, you get Dick and Lynn and Mary Cheney and Mary Cheney's special friend who has to sit at the children's table. And then, of course, you know, the boy from the neighborhood that Lon has brought over just in case.
Good God.
And they're serving mashed potatoes and turkey hash because Dick and Jack Scalia went out hunting for the turkey earlier.
It's really quite unfortunate that poor woman has to go through life with her father's hairline.
Yeah.
Ooh, no kidding.
Well, I mean, looking at that picture there of the happy grandparents with the grandchild, I mean, Lynn looks like she's got snap-on hair.
Ooh.
I haven't seen hair that fake since the handouts they gave during Hedvig.
Hair that used to say we're number one before it was dyed blonde.
Yes. Isaiah Washington.
Oh, yes, everyone. Everybody's favorite.
Dr. Homophobe.
Uh-huh. He's in the new movie, isn't he?
I don't know.
Well, again.
He, as part of his mea culpa for the repeated use of the word faggot, he made some PSAs with the help of GLAAD and GLSEN.
Oh, boy. That must have been fun.
This should be fun.
And they started airing during, of course, the reruns of Grey's Anatomy. In the PSA, Washington says, words have power. The power to express love, happiness, and joy. They also have the power to heal. When you use words that demean a person because of their sexual orientation, race, or gender, you send a message of hate. A very powerful message. But we all have the power to demand better from one another and from ourselves. We have the power to heal and change the world by the words we use.
Wow.
Wow, now if only the bastard could have really stepped up and made that statement in I statements, then I'd really be happy.
Yeah, well.
Too bad someone had to write that for him.
Well, exactly. He didn't write that himself. I always said a proper punishment for him would have been having him stay 1 month with Richard Simmons.
Oh, God.
As I said, punishment.
Now, the interesting... Now, I mean, part of the reason why you're seeing some of this is there's no... they're not 100% sure if he's coming back next season.
Mm.
His contract...
There's too many faggots in the cast.
Well, it's... his contract is up for negotiation. They're still... Haven't ironed everything out. That's why
batting it around.
Yeah, the cliffhanger was kind of, you know, will he be here or not?
Cute.
It had left the idea... It left... in the season finale of Grey's Anatomy, it appeared to clear the way for Burke's possible departure from the show.
Which means they'll renegotiate, but he is not getting a pay raise.
You caused too much trouble.
Well, it's official.
It got people to watch the show.
Yeah. Well.
It's official. Rosie O'Donnell is no longer part of The View.
God!
There was a major blowout between her and that blonde,
Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Yeah.
Hasselbeck.
Hasselbeck. On the air.
What was it?
It was like they devoted 5 minutes of national news to this thing.
Yes. They
devoted a lot more.
Cares?
Fox News has been humping this story. You would have thought that one of these two was a blonde girl missing an Aruba for how much they were humping.
Did O'Donnell pounce on her and rip her to pieces?
Yeah.
My God, they're making an event out of this.
I mean, it was 3 days of conversation on... I swear, on Fox, when I was looking through at Fox, every one of their shows had some amazing amount of time devoted to about it. And that was before she quit, and then they did another thing the day after.
Usually with little, you know, marching proper 50s Republican women singing, "Ding dong, the dyke is dead."
I can imagine how they painted Rosie.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Rosie paints herself quite well enough. Thank you.
I don't know.
Yeah, but she can't wear Mary Kay, can she?
She doesn't do Jenny Craig, so she doesn't have to worry about getting married.
The one thing is, I'd like to remind people, and I'd like to remind the cast of the show, the show is called The View.
Yeah.
Not the Rosie O'Donnell
show. That's exactly what she gave, her view.
That's the fact
that it conflicted with everybody else on the set.
It's just one more piece of evidence we need to demonstrate The View sucks.
Well, the interesting part
was... It's a showboat for Barbara Walters, who's never on the damn show anyway.
Well, she was on the day after, because Rosie wasn't there.
Right.
And, you know, was trying to smooth things over. The one part I love was with the stuff is, you know, Joy Behar trying to make light out of it going there. Isn't there supposed to be a commercial coming up here soon? You know, she was calling for a commercial because, you know, but everyone was saying, you know, it seemed a little staged because they immediately went to split screen since Rosie was at the head of the, they set it up a rectangular table.
Yes.
Rosie was at one head, which is the left side head, which is,
right,
where the moderator position, that's where Meredith used to sit. And Elizabeth was on the
far right.
The far right.
The other head.
Go figure. On the other head.
Need to have as much head as possible.
Since she's the Republican in the group.
And so they went to split screen so that you could see them face to face.
Oh.
And, you know, afterwards, you know, Elizabeth was like, "Oh, it's, yeah, we're just very passionate about it, blah, 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 blah." And then Rosie said, "You know, I just want to get out of here."
Barbara wasn't there because she was afraid to get blood on her blouse.
But so now the big talk is, well, first of all, Rosie is apparently getting ready to sign a deal with CBS.
Really?
To go head-to-head with The View.
Ooh.
Now that I would watch.
I heard bits and pieces. I may not be 100% sure, but it sounds like she's doing something for CBS. And she's also going to be a contributor with the CBS Morning Show and do some specials for Showtime as part of her deal for what she wants for, I think, $20 million.
Oh.
I'm okay with whatever she does as long as she's not singing any more of those stupid freaking love songs to Tom Cruise.
I think that era is over.
But then, then they're still having all the discussions of, you know, who can they get to replace her?
No one.
Nobody.
No.
They got rid of the best thing they had going.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, you know, a couple of the suggestions I've heard would be, you know, decent refills for it. Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She would piss them all off so
fast. Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, yeah.
You know,
she would be off quicker than Rosie. Sorry.
No. They should get Rosie and Barr to do the show.
Well, the thing is this. The difference is this. With Whoopi, she's intelligent.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And you also, you get the minority back.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
With one higher.
Yeah.
Roseanne is just freaking nuts anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't know what she's going
to
do.
That elevator, don't make it to
so
the penthouse.
She's so desperate for TV time that she'll say anything.
Yeah. I watched that Roseanne Barr comedy special she had on HBO.
Wasn't that bizarre?
I had to turn it off. It was...
All the anesthesia that she had, that she's taken from those plastic surgeries, has finally gotten to her.
I think so. She's just strange.
Yeah. And then when she was on Bill Maher, that was even weirder.
Yeah.
You know, the only one I've seen do worse on Bill Maher than Roseanne was when Paula Poundstone went on there.
Oh my God!
I didn't see that one.
God.
Yeah, well, that's because the last time Paula Poundstone did anything sober was like the early 80s.
And she just is not, you know,
she's not.
She was clueless. She really was. I mean,
Paula Poundstone clueless?
Whoopi Goldberg would be a good one. You know, Roseanne, maybe. I mean, they're talking about, you know, keeping with the lesbian theme, Oprah Winfrey's friend.
Gail.
Oh, Gail.
Yeah, whatever her name is.
Oh, I thought you meant
Sedman. Oprah Winfrey's lover?
Yeah, the one they allege.
Okay.
Alleged lover.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Stedman's not a lesbian. He's just a house dyke.
You know what's a rather odd detail?
What?
Is that her best friend's name is Gail, and Oprah Winfrey's middle name
is Gail.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Oprah Gail Winfrey.
Imaginary friend, maybe?
Go figure.
But I thought Stephen Weisberg
imaginary friends are the only ones you can't buy off with a new Pontiac.
But no, I mean, it's, you know, we've talked a lot with Roseanne, or with Rosie, and, you know, like I said, that's going to get interesting when that, which I guess means they're going to be going up again. I mean, they're pushing out the prices, right?
She, well, why not? They're pushing out Bob Barker.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's 150 years old.
Well, he's retiring.
Sometime before.
No, he's retired.
Yes, his last show aired. Last
oh.
The man was died last week.
The man died 10 years ago, okay?
they're just
crying. They just animated his body.
That's right. I forgot that they taped this so far in advance.
They pushed him out of the picture before he started pushing up Daisy. God. I mean, good God.
Yeah. Well, that and his cryo chamber was probably starting to go on the fritz, you know?
You know.
Because actually, I just remembered the little thing about that is because they tape it so far in advance. 2 years ago, in mid-September, one of the gifts they gave away in the grand prize was a trip to New Orleans.
Oops. Oh, my goodness. Oh.
That was, you know, 2 weeks after it was destroyed.
Yes.
Ouch.
Oops.
Yeah. That's not going to work.
That's not a good idea.
Yeah, it gives you meaning to the phrase rain check. You're right.
Somebody made a vampire crack about Bob Barker this week, too, on one of the late night shows.
Mm. One of my favorite things to come out of the whole scandal with the Barker's Beauties was they came out with a t-shirt that showed Bob Barker's picture and underneath it says pimp.
Okay.
Yeah. Here's a topic we've talked about here for a while there. The Food and Drug Administration has announced that they would continue the policy prohibiting gay men who have had sex with another man since 1977 from donating blood.
Yeah.
Why not?
Although the rest of the world...
They screen blood so well, there's no reason.
There isn't. Why not? They let them donate sperm. Don't they? Anyway.
No.
No?
No.
No, that's right.
You have to lie. In March 2006, the Red Cross, the International Blood Association, AABB, and America's Blood Centers proposed replacing the lifetime ban with a one-year deferral following male-to-male sexual contact. New and improved tests, which can detect HIV-positive donors within just 10 to 21 days of infection, make the lifetime ban unnecessary, the blood groups told the FDA. In a document posted Wednesday, the FDA said it would change its policy if given data that will show that doing so would impose a significant and preventable risk to blood recipients. Mm. Yeah.
How about improved HIV testing?
That might work.
They can screen blood for anything.
In 20 minutes.
I mean, it's really just ungodly.
Yeah. And the problem is they don't screen each individual one. They put it in, you know, like a gallon. They put a whole bunch of blood together and then test every other one or something.
But here's...
They ought to test every single one.
Well, yeah, I mean, there should be some sort of testing on it, but the thing is this,
is this double-blind tape testing before they send it to the transfusion chamber? Yeah. Whatever.
When you consider the fact that, you know, if you want to donate blood...
Which I don't.
You just don't tell them that you're gay.
No kidding.
You know.
That's none of their business anyway.
Even if they look at you and they know you're gay, if you say, I'm not gay, I haven't had sex with men, you know, what are they going to do?
Well,
yeah. I just tell them I'm celibate. Celibate here, celibate there.
Technically, if you donate blood and you later discover you're gay and can prove you're gay, you could go to jail.
Oh,
in theory, because you do sign a thing at the bottom
and
saying
it proves you're gay. How?
Well, depending on how cute the investigator is, they could be the same way they did it back in Oscar Wilde's day.
Yeah. Or in the pre-Stonewall days.
Yeah.
was the thing there? They put in the thermometer. If it falls out, you are.
So, did they wave a Boy Scout in front of a priest to test if he's gay or something now?
It's a double medical test. They take the rectal thermometer. If it falls out, you're gay. And if they use the tongue depressor, and they go up to your elbow, and it goes up to his elbow, and you don't say anything, then you're...
No wonder Jimmy's out.
Yeah. Actually, the tongue depressor one, wasn't that an actual test?
Yes.
To see if you had a gag reflex.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean anything.
I'm sorry.
With all due respect, that just doesn't really work for me, because I actually have a gag reflex, and a rather extreme one.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well,
talk about having a bad date in badly.
Yeah. That's all right. I haven't been on a date since...
That depends on how good your teeth are.
Please, I haven't been on a date since Monica Lewinsky.
Well, if you
Monica
can put them on
this
nightstand, you know.
Actually, you know
nobody.
You know what really works for that extra gag reflex?
What's that?
Just make sure you get a little extra saliva on the head. Boom, just slides right down.
Yeah, okay.
Just relax your throat a little.
Well, thank you, Heloise, for that.
Glad I can help.
Isn't it time for cover set?
Yeah.
And just in case anybody was wondering, in Scott's case, Heloise is spelled with two L's.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, Scott, you would fail both those tests.
I thought her name was Helen Waite.
Yeah.
All right.
Helen Go Waite. To Helen Waite.
Yeah.
Of all these little lovely little brimstone.
Welcome to the male equivalent of The View. We're all talking at once.
Shut up, Rosie.
Oh! Honey, the only fish I eat is at Captain D's. And now our musical segue.
Thank you. That pain It's a song for karaoke.
Desecrate.
Still, let's sing it, okie dokie. But first, let's modulate. When the lyrics are too schmaltzy and the notes are held too long, and you wonder if this ditty is a dirge and not a song. Just remember, it's by Midler, and you're not fit to lick her toes. And like Bert, this song's a classic, and that's why we sing the
You're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored, commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
Can't understand
what makes a man
hate another man.
Help me understand.
I can't understand
what makes a man
hate another man.
Help me understand.
People are people, so why should it be? You and I should get along so awesome. People are people, so why should it be? You and I should get along. Can't understand
what makes a man
hate another man.
Help me understand.
I can't understand
what makes a man
hate another man.
Help me understand. Help me understand. Help me understand.
People are people, so why should it be? You and I should get along so awesome. People
should get along. We should get along. We should get along. We should get along. We should get along.
I have went to a room.
You went away, and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice. My boyfriend, fat, now you're gonna be in trouble.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend,
when you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend, fat.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend, fat.
Look out now, cause he's coming after you.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend, fat. He knows what you've been trying, and he knows that you've been lying.
He's been gone for such a long time.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back, and things will be fine.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend's back.
I'm gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend's back.
He's kinda big, and he's awful strong. Gonna save my reputation.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see you coming. Now you better start a running.
Gonna save my reputation.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend's back. Hela, my boyfriend's back.
Look out now.
Hela, my boyfriend's back.
What were you thinking? Cause you're gonna get
my boyfriend
right now. Yeah, 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 yeah.
My boyfriend's back.
My boyfriend's back.
Yeah, my boyfriend's back.
My boyfriend's back.
My boyfriend's back.
Yeah, my boyfriend's back.
My boyfriend's back.
Cowboy sweetheart, I wanna learn to rope and ride. I wanna ride over the plains and the desert, out west of the great divide. I wanna hear them coyotes howling where the sun sets in the west. I wanna be a cowboy sweetheart, the life I love the best. Howdy, oh, let it be. Yeah.
sweetheart, the life I love the best.
Boston's Eye, Yoda Lady Ho.
I just love that. I just love that. One of the most underrated vocalists in K music today.
All right, so we did a huge, huge shot of cover music.
Yes, we did, and I loved it.
White Rabbit by Love Toys.
Mm-hmm.
Me First in the Gimme Gimmes with Natural Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Allen Smith with The Rainbow Connection. The Kinsey Six with The Rose.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
RuPaul, People Are People.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Spears, My Boyfriend's Back.
Yeah.
And Jeff Miller, I Want to Be a Cowboy Sweetheart.
Yes, Jeff
I did
Miller.
Like the cover of People Are People. It was very good.
That was good.
Yeah.
Kind of peppy.
Yeah.
Very peppy.
Yeah, that was fun.
All right.
And you have some very interesting news stories.
Always. Ah, yes. Well, we've gone through Tala Road.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't go to that pantheon of...
The Daily Rotten... That gave me the calendar events. That was it. Apparently they're going straight on me.
Well, screw them.
That would turn them gay, yes.
Let's see.
Turn them out.
Turn them out.
Where was the... Here we go. Cambridge, England.
Mm-hmm.
Not Massachusetts.
Ooh, they've got way more faggots over there.
Yeah.
Tell me about it. The mayor is transsexual.
Ta-da!
Fabulous!
Wow. She is not pretty.
What tranny is these days?
She's English, darling. Has first anybody seen Camilla? Please.
Ow. Please. Camilla just looks like Charles she's been grabbed by the ears one too many times.
Yeah, stop. Charles obviously dragged home a nag from the stables that day.
Stop.
Well, Diana was doing the captain of the guard. You know, he did. Charles took the horse.
Wow.
Here's a new way of riding the polo pony. Chucker. The mayor is a transsexual, and so is her partner. And
wow.
This university city is taking them in stride. Jenny Bailey was installed Thursday as mayor of Cambridge City Council. Her partner is a former council member, assumed the honorary title of mayoress, which is given to the partner of the mayor. Both were born male and had gender reassignment surgery in their 30s.
Wow.
Bailey is the first transsexual to serve as a mayor in Britain.
Wow.
Well, so they've both had their installments before their installments, huh?
Yeah. If she had her...
Actually, it'd be removals before installments.
If she had her sexual reassignment surgery in her 30s, that must have been about 30 years ago.
15.
Only?
The mayor is 45, her partner's 49.
Wow. She's had a hard life.
Rode hard and put away well.
Let me tell you.
Is this an incident where gay guys all of a sudden turn into lesbians?
I don't know.
I don't know.
And keeping in that theme.
Yes.
Oh, goddess.
This is going to be a good one.
From Calcutta, India.
Yes.
Where it gets more twisted than anywhere else besides maybe Bangkok.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Interesting choice of words. A chicken has gone through a rare spontaneous sex change in eastern India, a veterinarian said on Thursday.
The bird has been reading Orlando.
The bird laid eggs 6 months ago and some hatched, but it later began to grow a rooster's comb. A veterinarian quoted the bird's owner. Earlier this week, the veterinarian and a team of experts visited the village where the incident occurred. The vet said the bird had undergone a process of natural sex change. Sure, it's rare. The veterinarian said, adding the owner has called the incident a miracle and has refused to hand over the bird to the animal husbandry department.
Yeah, he's giving them the bird, so to speak.
No, he's not giving them the bird.
Every once in a while you hear a story about a hen that changed into a cock. Such stories are often met with skepticism. But sex reversals do, in fact, occur.
What?
Yep.
According to a report by the University of Florida's Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences, a study says spontaneous sex reversals can result from damage to one ovary. It says that there are reports of some birds fathering offspring, but most never do.
Aw, heck. Snails and seahorses do it all the time.
Yeah, there's some species of frogs that do the same thing.
Yeah.
Brine shrimp do the same thing.
Uh-huh.
And please, the world is better off with another cock anyway.
Exactly.
I said,
you're the one who read the story. You should not be surprised.
You knew what was going there.
You knew what was going to happen on the other side of the glass.
You knew what was coming, didn't you?
The only reason you guys are so interested in it because it gives us a legitimate reason to say cock on the air without having to worry about repercussions. So let's just do it here. One, two, three.
Cock!
Okay. Wow. Who would have thought that spontaneous sex change would refer to jokes about the cock coming?
Yeah, well, hey. I saw that earlier this evening.
Yeah, did you ever sign up for the link I sent you? I want to get credit for it. I found a better site for porno on the internet.
Oh, good.
Oh, well, hey.
Let's see. Mary Chang's son, teen charge over anti-gay flyers.
Whatever.
Yeah,
blood ban. Lawrence Kansas partner plan becomes the first in Kansas.
Yeah.
Hmm. Rally denounces gay marriage. Michigan gay benefits. Bill to curb HIV in prisons. Let's see if the idea is condoms.
I doubt it, right? I bet not.
Federal lawmakers have been told that a quarter of people living with HIV at some point in their lives enter the prison system. Wow. And without a federally mandated education program.
One quarter?
Yeah, how many of them actually went in negative and came out positive?
There you go.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the part of it's just saying is that it's going that, you know, at some point, one quarter of HIV positive people spent some time in the joint. The statistics were presented at a subcommittee hearing on the Stop AIDS in Prison Act. A bill introduced in April by Maxine Waters, Democrat of California, that would require HIV/AIDS awareness education for all inmates and provides comprehensive treatment for inmates who test positive.
That's it? No condoms?
Yeah, how are we going to stop the prison rape phenomenon?
Right.
I mean, condoms are going to even enter that equation.
In the U.S., 1 in 4 people with HIV pass through the jail or prison each year. It's made to come to many as a surprise, but more than 90% of people in prison or jail return to their communities in a short period of time, bringing back to their communities the effects of poor HIV medical treatment and prevention efforts inside prison. The West Hollywood-based Center for Health Justice is the nation's only nonprofit organization solely focused on HIV prevention and treatment education for incarcerated populations.
But remember, they're cons. They don't matter.
I just can't wrap my head around this.
I was about to ask what you were wrapping something around.
25% of people with HIV are in prison.
No.
25% of people with HIV have spent some time in prison.
Well, that's the same thing.
No. Well, it doesn't mean they're in prison now.
No.
It just means at some point, 25%.
That seems high.
And what I would really like to know is how many of them went in negative and came out positive as a result of all the flippy flop that goes on in prison.
Yeah. But you know what? That number still seems awfully high to me. It just something inside me is telling me.
I know that the rate in prison is much higher than in the population.
Considering the amount of people that go through the prison system.
But to say that one quarter of the people who are HIV positive have been in prison or are in prison, that's
I don't like the connotation on that.
Neither do I.
Yeah, there's a...
Oh. Well, you got to realize that you're
Kristen,
talking...
HIV is now a whole lot bigger than the gay community, girls.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. You know, you've got the IV drug users and...
Mandatory minimums for drug abusers.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you have that entire spread.
Yeah. And the rapid,
black community.
Rapid spread in the black and Hispanic communities that's happening right
the
now.
The so-called down low.
Yeah.
So there, I mean, you can see where it's coming from as in newer...
It's just weird. That's just.
But you know, there's another thing that's going on in prison that really irks me and really makes my blood boil, where the correction officers have the option to withhold AIDS medication patients.
Yeah.
I want to know who the hell made them a doctor.
Yeah.
That is one thing you don't mess with.
No.
Whether it's HIV medicine or medicine for anything else.
The other thing, too,
they're correction officers. They're a half a step above a security guard. They have absolutely no business withholding medication. They are not doctors.
Of any kind.
But when they're in there, they're like gods. And, you know, if you have HIV and you rely on that...
The
medication, you're not gonna piss off the guard, because if he gets pissed off at you, then you know he'll just.
And I've been told by prison guards that are working in security now that, well, this is the only way we have to control them.
Oh, that's bullshit.
That's total bullshit.
You know, really needs. I hate saying it, but this really needs to go through the courts. It really does.
It really does. Next story, please.
All right.
Yes.
Let's move on.
I'm sorry, I'm speechless for some reason.
What?
So am I. Next story,
too
please.
Too late, though.
Yeah.
Y'all are going to go to the office for that.
I'm trying to find more stuff. I'm on 365 Gay now.
365 Gay?
Yeah.
.com.
That's the only way to be gay.
Exactly.
Except for every 4 years, it's 366.
That's true.
365 gay. Is that just the further step on the dial from Anderson Cooper 360?
But in leap year,
I wouldn't mind if Anderson showed me how to be gay.
Yes.
That's if you can hold your feet in the air that for a long period of time. But anyway,
you think I can't.
But I heard he was nicknamed Healing Heel.
Honey, I was
the shirt I wore to Pride a while back.
Honey, I was in traction for the first year in my life. I'm an expert at holding my legs up in the air.
I've seen him do it. Of course you can do it.
I mean, that's such a waste for a top.
Yes, isn't it, though? But it really does make sit-ups very easy.
I'll bet.
Whatever.
Waiting for the internet, too.
Wow, you go head-to-head, huh?
I've talked to you on the phone as you're just starting to wake from sleeping, and you scream like a bitch.
Yes, I do.
Sit-ups are not easy for you.
Oh, no. You see, I get up in the morning, and of course, you know, like, if I'm woken up by a telephone...
Yes.
It's probably me.
It might be him. And the first thing I will do, is stand up. The second thing I will do is fall down on my way to the phone.
Yes, the first thing he says is hello. The next thing he says is ouch.
Hey, look at that. We got company.
I've been given a flower.
And that is second man who has given me a flower.
Now if you just get a rose bud.
Well, I suppose after a while
you made it on to the next round, Merlin. Congratulations.
Bachelorette. The pagan bitchler.
So, Merlin, you're saying Steph Heckle and Pop isn't for
so who just
breakfast anymore?
Who just walked in?
John.
Hi, John.
Yeah, and my friend Adrian came with me.
Ah.
Hey. Hi, Adrian.
Welcome to After Hours.
That's Adrian, but we just call him Poofy Hair.
And thank you.
No, it's Gretchen Wieners.
Gretchen Wieners.
The temperature in here sure has gone up, Rob, this quick.
Well, It's probably...
Roy, are you having a hot flash over there?
It might...
Oh, I certainly am. And palpitations.
She's suffering from manopause.
It must be time... it must be time for a new radio, and I want Gretchen to prove it.
It got quiet.
You
there.
Ever been here before?
I have, but it's been a while.
I was going to say.
Also, it's your first time all over again.
Don't worry. It only hurts for the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, soon that pleasure starts to turn, or soon that pain starts to turn pleasure.
Oh, does it?
Pain is always pleasure.
That's usually about the time I'm burying their head in the pillow.
That's only if they're into suffocation.
Yeah. They have no choice, darling. I don't want to hear him screaming.
Yeah, ouch is not a safe word.
I'm sorry, I heard louder. Anyway.
Yes.
Although gay and metasexual men have remained grossly underrepresented in the current TV season, last season was marked by some progress with Kevin Walker on Brothers and Sisters and the gay-friendly characters on Ugly Betty. Mm-hmm. But for next season, will there be more gay characters?
I don't know.
After Elton recently examined the current slate of television pilots under consideration, and here's some TV series coming up that might be interesting to look at.
Okay.
Kashmir Mafia.
What?
Oh, my God.
Sex and the City creator is the show's executive producer.
This is for real?
Yeah, these are real shows.
Oh, okay.
You know, starting in mid-May, the networks will begin to announce pilots that are transitioned. So these are possible TV shows that they are making. The comedy will likely be set in New York City and will have some queer content.
Okay.
Kashmir Mafia?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you know what time next year?
They don't know yet. It's still tentative. They're
slated. They're not.
It's ones. These are ideas that are being pitched, and whether or not they come to happen.
They've been doing Kashmir since season.
that's on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be the first test of how queer the show is.
Right.
The CW has a show called is looking at Dash for Cash, an action comedy set behind the scenes of a reality show not unlike The Amazing Race, but includes a gay subplot.
Ah.
The attractive young cast includes Johan Earp from Dirt as Rick. Rick is described as in the casting notes as 25, buff, large, good-looking, chick-loving, sincere but bit naive. Think Chris Klein.
not just a bit dumb.
The setup is a gay guy in love with a straight guy isn't exactly fresh, but given that all the gay contestants that have appeared on The Amazing Race, the premise doesn't hold promise, but if handled right, could be fun.
Hmm.
It is CW.
Yeah. ABC, yeah. Dirty Sexy Money.
Dirty Sexy Money.
That's actually going to be coming up. That actually is slated to start. Co-produced by openly gay Greg Berlanti, this drama about a fabulously rich darling family, of New York City, is expected to make the fall schedule.
Hmm.
He told Dirty Sexy Money would include a senator in love with a transvestite.
Oh, that works.
Well, yeah. Like a soldier boy kind of movie.
Yeah.
Eli Stone on ABC, a legal
drama without the unhappy ending.
A legal drama set in San Francisco.
Gotta be gay.
Stars Victor Garber.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Johnny Lee Miller. There are no gay characters of yet, but given the fact that San Francisco location, there will be plenty of gay issues.
Oh, yeah.
This one definitely is going to have some gay themes to it. Football Wives on ABC.
Oh, Football Wives?
Now, because this is another transplant from the UK.
Yeah.
Of a series called Footballers' Wives.
Oh.
Which means it's going to be not nearly as entertaining.
That's true.
As the British version.
Yes. There are almost too many reasons to go why gay fans should hope that ABC goes for this nighttime soap. It's based on the campy and racy Footballers' Wives that soared to popular acclaim in the UK. The American cast includes Gabriel Union and Lucy Lawless.
Oh, good.
Big Dice.
James Vanderbeek.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Was
it?
James
Dawson's Crack.
Yeah.
James Vandergeek. Yeah.
He needs a new installment.
Brian Singer is on the production team, and he will direct the pilot episode.
Oh, so it's bound to be like really faggy.
Yeah, the UK version features both a gay and bisexual player who had an affair and were, for the most part, non-stereotypical characters.
Mm-hmm.
Given the sensibility between them, it's hard not to believe there won't be something gay here, and sooner than season 3.
Yes.
So I guess apparently how long it took footballers' wives to do theirs.
Oops.
4 ounces on FX.
Isn't that
isn't
that the weight of a load of cum?
I was just going to say that.
Somehow
God
knew
bless you, Jimmy.
I forget where it came from. I remember hearing it before. TV drama, The Chronicles.
It came from a heavy shooter.
The experience is...
What is it now?
Of a married sports writer who transitions from male to female.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
On the plus side, this was... The production team includes Brad Pitt and Ryan Murphy, who's a gay filmmaker. I remember hearing something about what the 4 ounces stands for. I forget what that is.
Uh-huh.
Little Britain on HBO. It's
really
it's another
box office.
It's another take from Britain.
Yeah,
British comedy of the same name are about to invade the U.S. with their gay-friendly sketch show filled with wacky gay characters.
Oh, good, 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 good.
Lipstick Jungle on NBC.
Sounds like the L word regressed.
Something for the lesbians. Yeah. Here we
if
go.
This comedy about three powerful women in New York City sounds a lot like Sex and the City, it shouldn't be a surprise. Based on the fact it's based on the novel by the same person. There's nothing explicitly gay in the show so far, but it's hard not to believe there won't be at least one gay character.
Yeah.
Next.
I can't believe we got two gay characters out of Ugly Betty, though.
Well, three powerful women in New York, their best friends have got to be gay men.
Yes.
Hello.
The world's youngest gay character.
Yep.
M-O-N-Y on NBC.
Mutual of New York?
Mayor.
Oh.
Tough guy public advocate Joe Campanelli. Who played Bobby on Will and Grace, suddenly becomes mayor of New York.
Wow.
And in his new position, he must learn to change his old neighborhood ways while governing a city where gay men are very much present.
Yeah.
And the pilot, the new mayor's gay bodyguard and driver outs himself.
Ooh.
That sounds very weird.
That sounds hot.
Nurses on Fox, a comedy drama set on the lives and loves of nurses in a big city hospital. Doesn't have anything.
Half of them are gay men.
Yeah.
Right.
There's nothing specifically gay, but it's brought to you by P.J. Hogan, who did My Best Friend's Wedding and Muriel's Wedding and other sorts of weddings and that.
Muriel's Wedding.
Points for Muriel's Wedding.
Yes.
Send him to the chamber for My Best Friend's Wedding.
Now, the pilot features a dying patient alienated from her daughter, who previously was a boy.
Ooh.
With any luck, there'll be some gay characters. ABC has Perfect Gentlemen, centered around the lives of 4 corporate big shots who hang out at the same ritzy country club. In the original pilot script, one of the men picks up a prostitute at a truck stop, only to find out that she is transgender.
Surprise!
Whoops. Passé.
Shades of Eddie Murphy.
Biggest clit you ever saw.
No. You can't go into a truck stop and not expect to find a stick shift.
There you go.
In the episode's conclusion, he pays her to hush up about the tryst.
I'll bet.
The storyline will lead to some questioning of sexuality down the road. The person who directed Queer as Folk and Sex and the City is the director on it.
Okay, good.
Pushing Daisies on ABC.
Oh, I've seen previews of this.
Not only is the creator and executive producer of this drama the out Brian Fuller, but the production company is headed by Bruce Cohen and Dan Jinks, the gay business partners who produced American Beauty.
Oh.
While there's nothing gay in the pilot, about a man who has the power to bring the dead back to life, Fuller has assured us that there are gay characters that will turn up later. And with their touch, they'll bring back polyester.
Well,
we're going to bring back the 70s.
They'll turn up our...
Yeah.
They'll turn up the soil.
I'm glad. I'm glad I saved my bell bottoms.
Swing Town on CBS. Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow. CBS, which is actually shortened for C the BS.
I tease my mother because one of my cousins is getting married, mm-hmm. and I said, you know, I'll be happy. I'll live alone. You know, I'll get the rocking chair and the Afghan. I'll start to watch CBS, but I'm not getting a damn cat. And my mother, without missing a beat, just looked at me and says, "You just don't want to have pussy around, do you?"
Your mom. Points for your mom.
Especially pussy with real teeth.
Points for your mom.
That's the loving, dysfunctional family that now you understand where I get it from.
Yeah.
You come by it now. Done with the fun back in dysfunctional, obviously.
Period drama. Swing Town, a period drama featuring Jack Davenport and Grant Cho.
What period?
Harkens back to the 70s sexual liberation movement.
That was fun.
Themes. It'll be hard to believe it won't, especially given that Alan Poole, the out executive producer, will be directing here.
Mm-hmm.
The buzz is quite good. Viva Laughlin on CBS. A musical, given the show's unusual setup, a musical drama about the adventures of Ripley Holden and his family as they try to operate a casino in Laughlin, Nevada.
What? A musical?
Did we not learn anything from Cop Rock, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah.
This show automatically qualifies. The show automatically qualifies of interest to many gay men. But nor does it hurt that Hugh Jackman is not only executive producers, but appears in the pilot.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, wow.
And he's done a lot of musical theater.
Yes.
I think one more musical...
And a lot of gay fantasy.
Mm-hmm. I think if he does one more musical theater, he's going to be considered queer.
Yeah.
He's going to get an honorary pink
card.
Well,
yeah, see, well, after doing The Boy from Oz, you know, he got double points on that.
Yeah, then Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Girl, I'm sure she's packing enough points for him.
She's probably packing too. Yeah. Anyway,
that's what I said.
Yes, but you know, the claw marks on your back will really stand out for a while.
I'll wear like shirts that open down the back to show them off.
Wildlife on NBC. Out actor Christopher Seaver has the lead role in a CBS NBC sitcom about a group of employees at a zoo. Siebert plays the head zookeeper, described as eccentric and
egomaniacal.
Bingo. There hasn't been much heat around the show, but gay fans everywhere could rejoice at seeing an out actor get to carry a show.
There you go.
Yeah, fierce good creatures idea. For prime time.
Go
next.
Go figure, a gay man who can't pronounce egomaniacal.
Yeah. 1 2 And this is a weird one on CBS. It's right now it has no title. It's a buddy comedy.
Yeah.
Created by the people who brought you Will and Grace.
Mm. A butt buddy comedy?
So it'll be sanitized for
yes.
conservatives.
Oh.
Centers around the lives of two male writing partners.
Mm.
One is straight and sport loving, played by Jay Moore.
He couldn't play straight to save his life.
And one is gay, played by Brian Austin Green.
Oh my God. Oh, didn't see that was coming.
Sounds like an odd couple for the new century.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. He's so sexy in Beverly Hills 90210.
I know.
Yeah, but that was 20 years ago.
I was sexy 20 years ago.
Survey
that was
says
after the plastic surgery.
Sounds like an odd couple for the new century, complete with an openly gay Felix. Most recent reports don't mention the show, so the pilot may not be ready, meaning this is more likely to be a mid-season replacement.
Those don't always do too good.
Every so often, a mid-season replacement does
really take off.
Yes.
But every so often.
So those are some.
When was the last one?
Maud. Moon.
Wow.
You are that old.
Wow. Yes, I am that old.
Wow.
So
that's some interesting little.
We don't have to cut the cut
things to keep an eye out for.
She wears her rings on the outside.
And plenty of them.
What about is this about cutting off her leg and counting the rings? What is this?
Trying to figure out how old Merlin really is.
Not enough about Heather Mills.
Oh, bitch.
Carbon date?
Boy, we're this is the male view tonight.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Well, speaking along the line of Heather Mills, Dancing with the Stars, I don't watch the show. I caught bits and pieces of it. I was shocked on the final episode. Joey...
Fatone.
they joked about that on Robot Chicken once.
Joey Fatone. Ever since he quit dancing with Justin Timberlake, he just blew up like a balloon.
Well, they introduced a person. They're talking about all how proud they are of it, all of his family and friends and that. They introduced his wife.
Yeah.
Which threw me for a loop.
Who? Yeah, totally.
Like, Joey Fatone? That he has one?
Yeah.
She was a last-minute buy on eBay.
He bought her soul.
Yeah. Every time they kept showing Lance Bass saying he was his friend, I was, you know...
Yeah.
Joey's
friend.
I mean, considering the fact, Joey did perform in Rent.
Mm.
Friend
like the movie?
No, he played on
stage
Broadway.
Okay.
He did what? Adam? He did Adam Pascal's character, Roger, I think, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
It's either Roger or Mark, one of those two. he's not able to play the definitely flaming one there. Trying to find a more interesting little news story. Can we grab some music? And I'm trying to find something there.
Joey Fatone did a pretty good job as acting like a gay man when he was dancing.
Yeah. Then Apollo won.
He's married, though.
Last minute buy on eBay. We already covered that one.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I've got to get that CD back, the videotape from Jimmy, because I saw at the very end of it a new music video by Johnny McGovern, the gay pimp.
Ooh!
Yes!
I hadn't seen that. I saw it when I got ready to rewind. I didn't get a chance to go there. They got a little interview here with him on AfterElton.com.
Gay pimp.
If David Beckham and Rip Torn had a love child.
Oh, my God!
And Rip Torn.
Oh, my God. His name would be Johnny McGovern.
Ow.
Also known as the gay pimp. This in-your-face comedian is quickly taking the world by storm. His podcast, The Big Gay Sketch Show Characters. And, of course, the one song we play on here, Soccer Practice.
Oh, yeah.
Very entertaining.
Hot. We have one person here who doesn't know who Rip Torn was.
Yeah.
It. You're voted off the island.
Okay. I'll make it easier. Let me put it into to younger person terms. Do you remember in the movie Jackass? At the end, there was the flaming old guy in the boat waving, throwing tubes of confetti.
She's not listening to you.
Did you see the movie Jackass?
No.
Well, that's it. You're just lost.
Okay, we're taking away both your gay and your straight cards. We condemn you to sexual limbo. What are we playing? Oh.
Morning. Well, I think after this conversation, we kind of need this song.
Oh, which one is it, Jimmy?
You'll hear it.
He's not as good as this I am.
No.
Just play.
Just push the button, Mary.
Swim through my veins, drown me in your my desire carries no shame. My will harbor no pain. Wash, wash me clean. Swim through my veins, drown me in your rain.
Sugar Sisters.
Oh, I love it.
Woo! Very good. We needed someone to wake you up after Katie Lang.
Yes.
And has anybody else managed to find that lovely Easter egg on their live DVD?
No.
They have this DVD called We Are Scissor Sisters and So Are You.
Yeah.
And there's an Easter egg where if you, like, wait for a certain loop on one of the menus, it'll highlight the sort of hidden Easter egg that you can light up, and you can see Jake Shears putting on a very slight pair of pants.
Ooh.
Yeah. Flop and all.
Yum.
Oh, flop for me, Daddy.
now for the assistance of our...
friend's older brother looks exactly like him.
Oh, really?
Oh, is he for sale?
No. Does he put out?
For those technically impaired, a Easter egg is a device in either a video game or a DVD where it's a hidden little feature that you have to find, and when you click on it, it gives you something.
Oh, yeah, but
like
when speaking of Jake Shears, it's not a hidden little feature.
No. It's two Easter eggs and a whole bunch.
It's two Easter eggs in a really nice basket.
That's why game, one of the reasons why gay men love Easter. Checking out the eggs in the basket, and Jesus was hung like this.
But what a way to spend your first Easter.
Yes. Oh my God!
You've been listening to After
Easter
Hours.
Eggs in a maypole.
Y'all are going to hell because I'm dropping the bus.
Right. Well, girl, look. If I could get nailed to that much wood, any day.
I'm having deja vu
all over again.
We just had this conversation out on the patio.
And deja vu is all over again, honey.
Well, it's new to me.
Yeah, I know.
Yogi Berra. It's
stuck
like deja vu all over again. Never mind.
All right. Well, we are coming close to the end of the show.
We are. What's coming up next?
I don't know. I hope
the end of the show.
It's Laura Palooza.
I said I hope it's Laura Palooza. I played the promo at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, we played Laura Palooza's promo.
With my luck, I played on the wrong week, but hey.
No.
Starting next week, we get ready for prom. Not prom.
Prom?
Well,
prom.
Actually, yes. Prom is next week for Hatch Prom.
Pride?
But it's beginning of Pride Month.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes, it is.
Pride Prom.
So, are we going to be doing the Stonewall tape?
Yay.
Squeeze that in somewhere?
Well, probably we'll be able to because, the Hatchlings will all be with their prom next week, so...
No, that's the 8th.
The 8th?
Yeah.
Oh, so they have no excuse next month.
Right.
Oh, okay.
You did that already?
Yeah. Did
wow,
what?
You're fast.
He's so fast, you can go for a second round.
John's fast. Spread the word.
I'm all things.
Spread the word. He's fast.
Tall, okay. Gorgeous.
And the word, we're spreading is legs.
Yes.
Just because I can do the splits, all right?
Prove it.
Hey, we still got time.
Not doing the splits. It's doing it at the right angle.
those pants are all wrong. Take them off.
I bet you say that's all the boys, don't you, Jimmy?
I try. Sometimes it works.
Ooh. Oh, really?
The more often you fish, hopefully, the more you catch.
It worked last night.
Really?
Where were we?
Yeah,
hold on, hold on. Back to the news flash. Jimmy got some?
Surprise.
No wonder it rained today.
Surprise.
That was one of the signs of the apocalypse.
Right?
Yeah, the gay apocalypse.
Once in a while, I can, score.
Actually, the world doesn't end until Jimmy's second coming.
I just have to say something here.
Please.
About the tall one who entered the room earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I will have you know that only one other person in the years I've been single has ever brought me flowers.
Aww.
And that was a straight person.
Wow.
Why, you thought you were dead?
I'm going to kill him on this show.
And thus ends the long version of Merlin's dating history.
Well, actually, I had the same thing. This is only the second time a man has given me flowers.
Oh.
So
I'd say more flowers if anybody wants them. It's our wedding tonight. So. Yeah.
Well, if you got two lips, I'm willing to accept.
Leave them where they are, or else Jimmy can't start up with his whole little, you know, torch song.
Stop.
Tulips on an organ. But, you know.
Okay, we're about out of time.
You've been listening to that. Quick, say your last sayings.
Bye.
Blessed be.
Good night.
Bon voyage.
I was going to do that part. Oh. Get the after
if you can't be good, wrap it up.
If you can't be good, be good at it.
If you can't be good, just don't get caught.
Yeah.
Maybe that was my problem.
You've been listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude here on listener-sponsored, commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web. If you want to get in contact with us, you can do it by email at afterhours@kpft.org. Or we also take snail mail at After Hours, care of KPFT, 419 Lovett Boulevard.
Lovett, love TT.
Houston, Texas, 77006.
Not just a zip code, but a life.
We love to hear from our owners listening to us, news, information, love mail, hate mail.
Dirty pictures!
So, send it our way. It's time now.
Wait, what? I have to have a shout out for Jaime.
Well, good, you got in just in time, because I got to play the PSA.
Okay, bye.
KPFT has just completed its Spring 2007 membership drive. If you're one of the many listeners who joined this drive, thank you very much. You've made a contribution to your community that is appreciated. It will go a long way to bringing you the great radio you've come to enjoy. Before you know it, your membership envelope will arrive in the mail. Don't forget to pay your pledge. The great feeling you get when you support KPFT feels even better once you drop that check in the mail. And if you missed your chance to join and support the news, music, and other great programming you hear each day, there's still time. Join online at kpfd.org and do your part. Your pledge is tax deductible, and if your employer has a matching gifts program, your pledge could be double. That's kpft.org to pledge now. Thanks again. This is commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio, KPFT, Houston.
Calling all poets, calling all poets. Hi, I'm Thomas Balanzon, inviting you to come to Miller Theater in Harmon Park on Saturday, June 9th at 8 o'clock p.m. to hear one of the preeminent African-American literary figures of our time. Dramatist, poet, essayist, orator, activist, and fiction writer, Amamu Amir Baraka, a.k.a. Leroy Jones. Again, that's Saturday, June 9th at 8 o'clock p.m., Miller Theater, Harmon Park.
This event is sponsored in part by the City of Houston through the Miller Theater Advisory Board. You're listening to KPFT 90.1 FM.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.